Now, for those of you who are afraid of clowns, be very afraid. Because there's actually a market now for clowns who want to go out and try to scare people.
Can you believe it? We're going to speak to Crimebo. And he's an alternative clown. He's got up very early today. So let's see how he sounds. Crimebo.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Did you have your coffee? Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
And what time is it there now, Crimebo?
It is 6:30 in the morning.
Thanks very much for getting up to chat.
I'm never up this early.
You're going to kill us. You're going to curse us later on, aren't you?
Crimebo, what's the story now? What's your act entail?
Well, you know, we're part of the 1947 Project, Crime Bus Tour. And, you know, crimes and murders happen no matter what. Why not make a tragic thing fun? We all grew up with the gruesome tale of the scorned lover, the jilted business partner, or the well-dressed and respected cannibal of City Hall or such. What we do is bring them to light with a smirk and a headless balloon dog. What overgrown kid wouldn't want that, huh?
Can you make a headless balloon dog, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, usually you make a dog and then it suddenly commits suicide before you hand it over.
Now, you're doing adult parties.
Yes.
And what does it entail? If you were supposed to come to my party, what would you do?
Well, we tailor make a speech or a little thing about crimes that happened on the day that you were born.
Great. Okay.
I jump around, I sing a song, and I read from my big book of crime. And each presentation is a tailor-made it's tailor-made for each boy and girl.
So how did you get into this? I mean, you know, why didn't you go the other route, the clown route?
Well, you know, I've never been a very straightforward performer. I do a lot of different characters. Crimebo is one of my most current ones, and I do another one called Fecko.
Fecko. But, well, what's the story with Fecko now?
Well, Fecko, in America, we spell it with a U.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Well,
Is he kind of a perverted clown?
Yeah, you'd say that, huh?
And so how do you get dressed for these? Do you get dressed at home and then go to the gig?
Usually. It takes too long to get in and out of makeup. I do a lot of preparation.
And do you do any tricks?
I wouldn't say that I can jump around.
That's amusing for a while. I can't imagine you could do too much jumping, though.
No, I jump around. I pull things out of strange places, you know, whatever will entertain the crowd.
But see, murder and comedy is kind of a tough sell. Are you getting a lot of business?
Believe it or not, it's actually getting a lot better.
Well, so was it bad business for a while there?
No, just people are more open to laugh about bad things.
Yeah, well, it is quite an odd one. But, I mean, how do you hang around for long after the party, or what do you do?
Well, it completely depends on the actual event. Usually it's, a shtick such as mine only lasts for about an hour at most. Most adults can't keep their attention for any longer.
God, no. No, that would freak you out.
So you don't know, you don't happen to know what horrible things happened today, do you?
Well, actually, yes. Not today in general, but July 31st, we'll start way back in 1813. The British invaded Plattsburgh, New York, and over 300 died in various gruesome ways. And I'm sure you in Ireland understand that one.
Indeed.
In 1937, the Russian Politburo enabled Operative Order 447. This led to the execution of some 193,000 people.
Wow.
Hey, more borscht for me, huh?
I guess so.
In 1991, today on July 31st, 7 people were killed when a bus carrying Girl Scouts crashed in Palm Springs, California.
Oh, my God. You know, I mean, this is on, you know, you're going to gross people out with this, Crimebo. Seriously.
Oh, hey, these are the ones I can say in the air.
Oh, God.
Crimebo, could you be hired and sent to, people's workplace?
We've been thinking about that, but we would like to keep it as part of the Crime Bus Tour.
Right.
It's part of the whole thing that we're doing that's happening here in Los Angeles about, you know, what's, because L.A. is such a large place and so many interesting things have happened here that, you know, why go anywhere else? And plus, Crime Bow is something that would work. It works very, very well with this sort of event.
And Crime Bow, would you ever consider working with a fat lady?
Oh, I prefer it.
You know,
you prefer us.
A double act. I think it could be quite good.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Fat is funny.
Why? Why is it funny?
Hey, it's just historical. Every stand-up comedian knows that. Fat is funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it can be if you dress it. I mean, if she wore something, she could wear something pretty outrageous.
Good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like a bikini or something.
Or a tutu.
A tutu would be more funny. Bikini could be less than funny.
Well, there you go. You just have to find a girl.
Crimebo, do you usually perform sober?
Well, yeah. Yes, I do.
There's a big lie in there.
Hey, me lie? Oh, my God. Hey, look at his face. There's an honest clown.
Yeah.
Crimebo, now, earlier on, we were talking to a woman who was into pony fetishes, right? And getting guys to wear saddles, and she'd ride around on them, and she had a French maid slave. But she was disgusted. She was disgusted by guys who dress up like babies and try to, you know, meet women. So I was saying, you know, there's always somebody, no matter what your profession is, that you look down on. And I'm guessing, Crimebo, as a clown, you would look down on mimes. Or am I way off here?
I've, you know, it's very interesting. I've looked down on mimes most of my clown career until I saw that movie. The Sophisticates, or what's that movie?
The Aristocats.
The Aristocrats, yes. There's a mime in there that performs that joke without talking.
Really?
And unbelievable. So I have more respect for mimes than I did before, but again, it's not that much.
And now, Crimebo, can you fart on command?
No, I can burp.
You can burp
on command. Go on,
yeah.
Give us a good old burp.
I haven't drunk anything. It's like 6:30 in the morning.
Do you know what?
I'm dry. I'm completely dry.
Oh, that's terrible. Do you know what, Crimebo? Maybe you can muster up one. The funniest thing I saw at the weekend was they had this competition. It was on a children's channel, right? And for them to choose the next program, they had a burp off. The kids had to burp.
Really?
So, yeah. And what they'd set up was like a miniature little tennis court, right? So the one kid sat on the other side and the other one sat on the other side and they were like burping over and back. It was the weirdest thing I've seen. I was like going, maybe that's not right, but it was on kids' TV. And the girl won and then she got to choose a TV program that, you know, to press the button or whatever it was. But it was weird. So even the little girl could burp. Come on, Crimebo, you can burp. Good man.
There you go. How's that?
Crimebo never disappoints.
No, he's...
No. I work hard on that sort of thing.
You're wow. And fair play to you for doing that at like 6:30 in the morning. It's brilliant. So do you have a website so people can check in and have a look at you?
Yeah. Well, there's no pictures quite yet. We're actually doing a photo shoot today for the cover of the Pasadena Weekly for next week.
Very good.
And you can go to 1947project.com.
Okay.
And you will see links to Crimebo the Clown on there.
Well, we got to check you out. We have to see what you look like, so we do.
Yeah.
Well, it's very good to talk to you, okay? You take it easy.
And it was great talking to you.
What is his next gig? When's your next gig?
We're going to be doing it in another 2 weeks.
Well, the best of luck with it. Break a leg, okay?
Thanks, Crimebo.
Cheers, Crimebo.
Crimebo, the burping clown.
I tell you.